Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ex-girlfriends, former employees, male sex workers, and hotel managers are among the multitude of prosecution witnesses against Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy. Each one recounting their recollections of interactions with Combs, detailing alleged violence, sex abuse, drug distribution, car bombs, and blackmail threats. How will the defense battle the damning testimony? Our Drew Nelson joins us with the latest from the Sean Combs courtroom.
Nancy, a former aide to Sean Combs is preparing to testify today as we enter the final stretch of the federal sex trafficking trial. An online article caught the judge's interest Tuesday morning. Judge Arun Subramanian scolded both legal teams over the leaked news report that contained details from a sealed court hearing. The judge said from the bench, quote, "Someone is lying. The transcript was sealed," warning that continued leaks could lead to contempt charges. He didn't specify the content of the leak, but it appeared to involve private discussions about the juror who was dismissed Monday for giving inconsistent information about where he lived. The judge said, quote, "One or more people who were here Friday in this courtroom flagrantly violated this court's orders, a violation of the court's sealing order." Back on the stand, U.S. Attorney Special Agent DeLisa Penland presenting evidence of so-called freak-offs. Jurors watched more than 15 minutes of explicit video clips from 2012 and 2014, which were sealed from public view. Some jurors appeared visibly tense. Penland also reviewed hotel and travel records showing large sums charged to Combs' American Express cards. In one case, he was billed $46,786 for damage to a penthouse at the Intercontinental New York. Another document showed a $4,000 per night suite and travel expense for escorts. Cross-examination focused on Cassie Ventura's text. Combs' lawyer, Tenny Garagos, read messages in which Ventura described what she called sexy flashbacks, in many ways expressing her affection and even thanking Combs for, quote, "showing me love and happiness the way it's supposed to be." Garagos argued these texts showed Ventura was a willing partner. In one message, Ventura wrote, quote, "Baby, I want to F.O. so bad. Freak off." On Father's Day, 2023, Ventura texted she could not wait until, quote, "we have a baby of our own." Another, she proposed a role play, quote, "I am not Cassie," and, quote, "you're not Sean." She added if they needed to break character, the safe word was pineapple. But then there's this. She described bruises after the 2016 assault and told Combs, quote, "when you get fucked up the wrong way, you always want me to show that you have the power and you knock me around. I'm not a rag doll. I'm someone's child." After that attack, Combs sent repeated texts, quote, "I'm about to be arrested," and, quote, "if you don't pick up, you'll never hear my voice again," calling her five times in the course of 22 minutes. The jury was dismissed Tuesday afternoon as lawyers stayed behind to discuss a possible issue with another juror, number seven. Number six has already been excused. Brendan Paul, a former assistant to Combs, is expected to take the stand today. Paul was previously arrested on drug charges and is named in multiple lawsuits connected to Combs. He was granted immunity Tuesday and ordered to testify truthfully. Prosecutors said they might rest their case Friday, a delay from their previously announced plan to rest today. No proceedings on Thursday as they observed the Juneteenth federal holiday.
Thanks, Drew. More crime and justice news after this.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia pleads guilty to supplying ketamine to Matthew Perry before the Friends actor's fatal overdose in October of 2023. Four counts of distributing ketamine. He faces up to 40 years in prison and a $2 million fine. Authorities said Plasencia left doses with Perry's assistant, who had no medical training. Prosecutors said Plasencia injected Perry in his home and once in a parking lot while the actor sat in the backseat of a car. Plasencia sold the drug to Perry for thousands of dollars at a time. According to court records, Plasencia enlisted another doctor, Mark Chavez, to help fill Perry's requests. Chavez had experience operating a ketamine clinic. In a text message, Plasencia asked Chavez, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." The two doctors then met and exchanged several vials of the drug. In the weeks before his death, Perry was receiving multiple doses each day from different suppliers. The investigation has led to federal charges against five people. Two others have already pleaded guilty. Perry's live-in assistant, Kenneth Iwamasa, and an acquaintance by the name of Eric Fleming. Fleming admitted to delivering 50 vials of ketamine, including the dose that killed Perry. Iwamasa admitted to injecting Perry multiple times and said Perry asked him to, quote, "shoot me up with a big one," before getting in the hot tub the day he died. The fifth defendant, the notorious ketamine queen, Jasveen Sangha, is accused of selling the ketamine that caused the overdose. She is awaiting trial. The manhunt continues in Washington State for a father accused of killing his three daughters during a court-ordered visitation.
Court records show Travis Decker had lost overnight custody of his girls in 2024 due to unpaid support and mental health concerns. A judge had limited him to short daytime visits. In court audio released this week, Decker had insisted, quote, "We've never done anything that was unsafe or anything that I wouldn't want to put myself in." He also said, quote, "I understand that my current position when I'm by myself isn't ideal, but my daughters aren't a part of that." He'd been living in his truck and occasionally staying in motels. Officials say Decker has survivalist training. He is a former Army Ranger. A federal affidavit says Decker may have been planning to flee the country. He reportedly searched online for ways to move to Canada just days before taking the girls. Chilling new details are emerging in the Minnesota lawmaker shooting spree as federal charges are filed. Vance Bolter, age 57, is charged with murdering State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband and shooting Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. He allegedly posed as a police officer wearing a silicone mask, shouting, quote, "This is the police," before forcing his way into the homes. Two other lawmakers were spared, including Senator Ann Rest. Police say they reached her home just in time. After the shootings, Bolter allegedly texted his family, quote, "Dad went to war last night and warned his wife to leave before, quote, armed and trigger-happy people arrived." Federal officials say the killings were part of a larger planned attack.
Thanks, Drew. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.